Hi, good evening. First of all, just to Gershon Yeshakar, we came back yesterday. I got this the CD you sent.
Very good.
So this, I just wanted, this is Kollel everything that was there before?
No, that's only the first 18 or 19. I think I put a note in. I can't remember.
Okay, I didn't open it yet. I just saw it laying there, and I saw it. Okay, Beseder Gomor. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, thank you very much. I think we're holding Shleish Dvarim Oyel Moimid Al Adin Al Emes HaSholem.
Yeah.
Okay. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Now, by the way, I get three Mazel Tovs. My oldest daughter had a girl, and two of my sons, and one daughter had a boy, and another son had a boy. Thank you. Okay. Neshen gam lil oimer. Al shloish dvarim oylem oimed. Al adin v'al emes v'al shalom. Shenema emes u'mishpat shalom shibtu b'shareichem. So, we have another thing on which is ha'oylem oimed. And these are these three in yanim. Now, ha'mayim hazeh tzarech pirush. Lama mal'el dvarim oylem oimed aleihem. First of all, why did you say these in yanim? V'oid... Hare betchilas haperik oma alshay shedvarim ha'ilam aymed ve'ena elosh hazachar kam. I mean, he has another set in the mamish nesperik, and it's a different one. So he says, v'yesh fash mishna zois, hine ha'odam ash Hashem yisparach baroi se yesh ledvarim mechulakim. So, I assume he means, he's going to explain that these are in on which a person stands. In other words, a person has a mitzias mitzad himself, rather than the world as a whole with Torah Vayin Vos Chasadim. I think that that's the knaj. I'm not sure where he sees it meduyak in the pasuk, in the Mishnah, but that seems to be the thread of it. So the person has in Yom Chol Echad Hu Asechol, Asher Asechol Kiyin LaAdam. In other words, seichel is something that belongs to the person. It's not the atzmis of the person, but it's a certain kinyan a person has. We talk about having kinyan Torah. We have, it says, do isbe maichasa. Seichel is something that the person has. The Rambam, when he says it as a chiddush, in Vayakadosh Baruch Hu, when he speaks about Chira Yidim Chira, or he speaks at other places, he says that Vayakadosh Baruch Hu, his Chochmah and him are not distinct as a person Matav is. A person can't use his Chochmah to be aimed on something. He can also choose not to act with Chochmah. A person reacts by being angry or upset, and he doesn't do a wise thing. So Chachma is something that belongs to a person, but loved after the person himself. The person himself, which is Chai Medabe, now, he's not quite clear what it is, we'll see in a second. Achelek ha-shlishi hu mamoinei she-nechshav kinyonei. So we have three inyanim that are shaykh to a person. Ha'echad u'atzmoy, u'shnei advarmim kinyonim. V'yimot ha'odam lef'amim v'chasekin ha'seichel, l'fam v'chasekin ha'mamim. V'ashinu be'el advarmim ma'shisbar, v'tzorch ha'lamudim chazokim achali yiblu. So a person has his self, and he has two more halakim. Those halakim can fall away. We need to have amudim to hold up those two halakim that a person be b'shleimus. Now, so who is that actual self that he's talking about? So lemaisa, it's, I mean, there is an akuda we call self-awareness. That's in fact that a person is aware of his self as a self. But more than that, in the morals, the morale always explains as nefesh being the koyach of ambition, drive. All those in yonim are included in the concept called nefesh, and that in a certain sense is the person himself. The person wants, the person's strives. So that koach is more definitely aligned with the nekuda of his mitzvahs. It's parallel to what I think the Maral calls normally nefesh, which again we translate the Maral as being hopes, ambitions, drives, and so on. And seichel is only a kinyan. It also corresponds to what it says in the Sfarim, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama. The neshama, the Maral calls sichlius. The nefesh is the gufni of the person, and the ruach is the chelik of tenua in a person, the chelik that's in flux, and so on. So, valze amal so shedvar moilam I made ala emes. Shim sheker goiva ba'ilam, harei asheker hu bitul gligami la seichel ad shalei imatzei. In other words, the knei mida of seichel is emes and sheker. The Rambam, when he explains in Moira what happened, what change came to the world with the chait, the Rambam says there was a mid of Toiv and Ra beforehand, but it was seen in terms of Emes and Sheker rather than anything else. And I think what he means is the level at which there was, we related to it, was in a level of seichel. The person's etzem etzius had no meshicha to the ra and so on. So, in the world of seichel, the two classifications are emes and sheker. And sheker is the mevatl of seichel. As it says, ha-sheichet yaveini pikchim. It's the pshat that sheichet is that which destroys the clarity of the ri'ya, which is the etzem seichel. Now, he also uses here the term of Adam Chai Medaber as being that mitzias. I would also say that in the Koyach HaDibur is where there is an expression of Ritzoinus and so on. In a person's Koyach of Tfisa Sichlis, there's not really expression of Ritzoinus. Dibur is a more coarse oifin of Chachma and so on, and that becomes kilu the mokum of the drives of the person's nefesh. Like Mal says all over that Dibur is partially Dibur is partially Gufni together with Ruchni, so it's connected that Mida. So I think he Bildavka says Shuchai Medaba in the sense that that is the place where there is an expression of Ratz and so on. But in the world of Seichel, Sheker is the complete Bittul. That's why he says Hashechet Ya'aveh Nepikchim. It destroys it because it loses the ability to distinguish between Sheker and Emes. Because Adam read for Emes, Yoitza Seichel Boilam Gasheroi. Midas Emes is the positive mid of Seichel, and Bemela, if the person is ready for Emes, that comes out in the world, and if not, it's Sheker, and which is the destruction of Seichel. Vala Din Oymen Achelik Hashenish U'Kinyil Adam. Din is the second Nekuda, and that is Kinyani Adam. Vashem Yisperk Nosn L'Chol Adam Kinyan Roiloi. Venom Roish in a Gia Bemuchum Haveri, Mark Vashem is Bavasa Chol Priya. So, Kinyonim are something which a person thinks that the more he takes, the better off he is, and the more he can take, being magdal to what he has, is Be'etzim what a person is. V'im Ein Din Yovi Bittel Achelet Hazer, Shu Kinyon Shal Adam, V'yovi Kinyon Adam Zer, Shu Shaloy Lam Achem Ein Roi Zer. The whole concept of kinyanim of chfeitzim is only shayach in a world of din. If there are things that determine what does a person possess, how does he possess it, when is it his, when is his, it's shayach to have a kinyan. But if it's a metzius, so everybody agrees with everybody else, it's not shayach to have kinyan. It's not, I mean, I think we might have spoken about it once. The musig of kinyan is not such a posh thing. The idea that a person possesses something and that a person, that a thing is shaykh to a person, is be'etzem a very deep nekuda. It has nothing to do, din is not really totally an emes a sheker. This is saying a very interesting knate over here. Din is where something is be'etzem be'safik, how you machriyat a safik. V'yishchivin, v'aim was the machlokes ben baladina. V'chein dvarim habish ke'echot tayin schutz ben makas tayin sheker, v'ashto kol echot lefi daitoy hu zoicher. So l'maisa, we have over here a world that is not totally a check in emes, a muscle. What do you do when you have two people holding on to something? Both of them don't know what was there before, but they have a chelik in it. And that is something where din is machriya, even though we can't be oimid on the admitus and yonim or the sheker. L'kach omash gam al din alam oimid, kashi ish din bo ilam kolech v'achat zeche karoi. He says over here that there's another nekuda v'ladin ha'olam oimed, that din is not emes sheker. Let's take an example, a nekuda that seems to be a little bit of pella to somebody who doesn't learn. There is a musik of shara, or it's called nothing more bitzua. L'chura, if you'd ask us, we would say din is better than pshara, because din is oimer and emes. And yet, pshara is better. The Gemara is mishabech, somebody who does psharas. But the teretz is, whenever you're talking about pshara, you're talking about a matziv that is be'etzem not yedua. Minimally to the bezdin. But usually, it's be'etzem for a lot of spekas. So when you're, the chiddush is to cut a din, even when there's no clear mahalach of emes sheker. So what does one do in a matzav like this when it's a suffix who it belongs to? So being done a din is one of the sides of the world, and it's even shayach to yonim where emes sheker are not the pieces. But so lema. Kashen for first oilum, you have Vinoskech or Royaluk Ashbor oilum. You might die in Dundin, Emslam Mita, Chagras, but Oimit Mashorlik, Mashorlik, Shotom, you've not collected Kim of Atsmoy, Harel, they are dying, Oimikrechot, Kimashabra, Shemispor, not collected Shaloy. This is another Nakudi here that he's saying that's sharpening a point that we might have known, but he's setting him a flourish. When we think of the etzem bria of a person as being his etzem etzias. Now, whether he will make a certain amount of money, whether he'll be a farmer or a banker or a butcher, those are side or more minor nekudas. The main nekudas is the person himself. Here it says that Yashirus, and that kinyonim a person has is mitstarved as etzem etzias. Just like the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoel, when he didn't eat tefua, it wasn't maaseh, or didn't eat a thing that's not his. It's not the pshat that the chamor was on a very, very high darga. It's not the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoel. It's that Pinchas ben Yoel was such a darga that even his chamor was kaddish. So, around him to such a darga that the etzem ruchnis of the person expresses itself on the thing. And the person's metzias is connected with that thing. This is chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. This is the chamor of Melech HaMashiach. It has a very special address who it belongs to. And b'meila, if you take away what rightfully belongs to a person, you are in some oifin taking away his etzem metzias. It etzem belongs to him. It says the mashal by Yaakov Avinu that lasid lavoi, they will return the mincha. So, I mean, you know, if lasid lavoi, the world would be great and we'll have everything. So, what's that? Why is it so important to return the mincha? You're finished. You know, what we'll have will probably be so much cheshem and so on. The teret is the mincha of Yaakov Avinu is part of Yaakov's surah. That which rightfully belongs to Yaakov is part of his metzias. And b'meila, if he lost it unfairly, then something is lacking in the metzias taka. And that's why it says, if called dan din emes lamitoi, and it says the person is trying to put the pieces of the world in the right place, in the right pegs and holes, that's why is Nasa Shutif to my Sabracious? Lafuke Pomim Adin Emerson Saratinus, Vatinus and Kuroi. Bakashehu, so, in other words, when it says called Dainstan Emerson Lamitoi, so he says, it's interesting, it's Miram is a very famous Goyan. The Goyan says, what's Emerson Lamitoi? He says, there's two dagas there are two aspects of a Din Torah. You have to provide a fact. You have to invite the din lefi the facts. So he says, it says don din emes lamito lafuge pam hirav emes mitza adin emes mitza ratainis ratainis enem kuroi. So even though his psak din is right, he's saying, listen, you guys have told me this is the din. I'm not in a position to doubt you. So I'm passing whatever it is. So he says no. Lemaisa, if the person does something to deliberately trip up the Malach of Din, then wrong money is going to the wrong person. So the second chelik of the world is sustained through Din, in the sense its metzias is upheld by it. V'ama, sha'olam oimid ala shol, third, v'dova zeh shayach ala odam atzmoy, v'zeh, kibne odam shnivru ba'olam nechzu machloikis, v'ameh shekol echad oitze shiyo hu akoil, v'lefikach pnei odam heim misnagdim v'asam, v'kashem v'yachad, v'kashem v'yachad, v'echad bitla sheni b'atzmoy, v'lefikach oma ala sholoim, So the third nekuda, the main nekuda to speak about, is just mitzad atzmo. But they didn't emes a sholem kluin elegim odvarish as quite the title.
Can I just add something?
Yes, sure.
Just back towards the beginning when he said the three things. He said that there's a seichel, which is a kinyan, and there's a mammon, which is the kinyan. But he also said that kinyan has sheni wa adam ba'atzmai. So, I mean, what does that mean if it's a kinyan, if it's the adam ba'atzmai?
I don't know if he means to madgish the kinyan. I guess the right word would be the madgish chalokim. The three halakim, and each one has a different mahalak to it. But I think that's what he means.
Just from three halakim. Okay, fine.
Why? No, I
just didn't understand. A, you know, why that's called Kenyan, and it seems like it almost seems like a little bit arbitrary that Seichel and Mammon and the mensch, like these are the three components of a man. Like it's,
right.
You know, like you may, maybe we could say it's his,
his
midas and his, like.
Right. Like, how do they pick these three things?
Yeah.
Who tells this? The three nyanim are ki'ilu, he has an achiza in something lemaila mimenu, he has a chiza in something lemata mimenu, and he has an achiza in himself. Like Eved Zeicha V'Atzmai, it says Eved Kon Atzmai. You can. The kinyan to Dvarim El Yoinim are above you, and that's the seichel. There's a kinyan of Dvarim Tachtecha, and then there's the kinyan in yourself. That's called you have a kinyan. Adam Zbaylam El Atzmai. So probably that's why you picked these three things.
I'm saying, but as far as Dvarim, which is Mitachas HaAdam, it didn't have to be Mammon as such. It could be something which is much more Gufni, because the Nefesh, which...
What do you mean? But it's when he says Mammon, it's Koil, everything that there is beneath him, all his Inyanim...
It's referring to his Netiyas and his Mashichas, the Dvarim Gufnim also?
I think... I don't know Netiyas to... The Netiyas that a person has, that he needs things that are gufni, are not a kinyan. A kinyan means he's got a certain bias over it. So it's shayach only faket when he bosses over the things. There's a ger of art. It says ve'elav chukosech hu yimshol boch. So they say if it's elav chukosech, then hu yimshol boch. But if it's a leho chukosoy, then he timshol boy. The person be'etzim can be a bailam, is a bailam on the physical world around him, unless he stoops to be, I don't know if the word to be nene, but to take from it, to be bottled to it. But kikaron, it is, it's a kinyan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And so one, for everything that's above him, he can be koina, one for everything from the derik mimala, and one his own mitzvah is klape atzmai. So emes is that which takes care of the nekuda of that which is above the person, the sichlistic part, the din is that which takes care of the kinyan part. That's be'etzim what it is, and then shalom is mitzad the people themselves. The Marshall, you have, it's, I mean, to countless places, it's ever that this Sodom by effort had a Tekuma when Avram bought it. Because having it means that the person actually has a Shaychus in it. And that's where only through Din is a Shaych that people can have Shaychus or something. If there's no din to own up to anything, so maybe if I saw it first, it's mine. Maybe if I did something else, din is kaveya tchumen in the bria. It's like the extension of the person in the bria is through din. That's kaveya certain tchumim, and that's why it's totally in these nyanim.
So just, I'm sorry if this is
negative
right now, but when we say al shleish advarim ha'olam kayim, I mean, it seems to be what we're saying now. These are the three components of the mensch. You know,
right.
His shalom and his, you know, his possessions, which is lamat in himself. You know, I would have thought it's more a way of, he says that you need three things which are mechazik him, actually yiplu, but it's really him as opposed to the world.
Right. It's his metzias, right. You're right. It, at the end of the day, so you ask why is it called Olam again?
Yeah.
In other words, the word Olam Taka, unless it means all the people in the world, but it's the hook. It is correct. I hear the point, and it's a good point. It's a valid shayla.
Mm-hmm.
In Shalom is mitzad the Adam Atzmo, the world would implode if there wouldn't be Shalom.